Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Come on, Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes. So we're just discussing. Can you imagine these dudes, Joey, in the studio recording that? Obviously, one take. And they were just jamming in a lot of soul there.
And you know, brilliant. Teddy Pendergrass, he was singing there. Mm. He was probably like 21 years old, 22 years old. Young, thin. And Harold Melvin, he's just saying to the guys, look here, I've got this young guy here. Let's let him a beat quickly. And then... And just chilling, probably took one night to do that.
Tell me, what do you look forward to in life when you wake up in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what inspires you? What sort of, why do you want to get up and go out there and fight for something or earn something? Or what gives you that inspiration?
To give my children something that they can achieve anything with, but not something that they don't have to work, if that makes sense.
Amazing story. When is your book coming out?
I'm not even writing it.
Next year, come. I must write a book. You must.
I think I must write a book, yeah.
One of the most amazing interviews ever, Joey Arrastin. Really enjoyed your company. Man, we could be here for another 2 hours. You're just such an inspirational person. You are very talented. You are clever. And stop laughing. And you're a fascinating person to listen to. I mean, you know so much. It's amazing. We are proud of you.
Yeah, that's a compliment. Thank you.
Now, the future for you. What is your next step?
I don't know. I want to write a movie.
Okay.
I want to do some movies. Hopefully I'm going to shoot a movie with David Kao also this year, and John Parker. I think I want to write a book. As well, I'm going to study a little bit more. I was telling my son that the other day. And I don't know. To see my children grow up and give them the best I can.
The situation in South Africa right now, let's look at the short term. Where are we going? Where are we heading? At least we didn't have any load shedding tonight, so we are right. But what do you think of the future of this country?
I think there is a critical mass of people that is positive. And as long as that critical mass of people grow, not only in their own positivity, but the people itself, the mass itself grows, then South Africa is... Because everybody that I've ever met in South Africa, no matter how much they complain, they want to make this country work. And that's important. Once you get to a point where people go, I don't care, that's when you have to worry. And we're not at that point. No, we're far from that point. Anywhere else in the world with all this load shedding and with everything else that's going on right now, people would have lost hope. And there's very few people that I've met that lost hope. They complain. Everybody complains. But I don't think they lost hope. Because if they really lost hope, they wouldn't have bought themselves a new BMW and bought a house in four ways in Lowneal and complain about the lights being off. They because they had the ability and the capability to move somewhere else. But yet those same people wants to make a difference in South Africa, and that's important. So I'm quite optimistic.
Just remember also,
we are in the position to change people's perceptions and social thinking right now. And we have children. So it's going to depend on how we raise our children. There's Kojo Buffo.
These famous people walking past here tonight.
Famous, Buffo. Yeah, I'm almost finished. Wait for me, guys. Wait for me. I'm almost finished.
They want to meet you now. So if I tell you for the next year you're going to run this country, what would you change and what wouldn't you change?
Yes, that's so difficult that you have to think about. You have to think about. What I would definitely change is if I had to run the country, everything that I have, I'd actually just try and sell it and use an example, like take responsibility for my, for lack of better word, for my stuff ups. So take responsibility for your stuff ups, firstly. And then secondly, if you take responsibility for that, people is going to go, wow, he took responsibility for that. And then it comes from the top. So I can't lecture my son on taking responsibility if I don't take responsibility myself. So it's like running a household. You can't expect your son to do certain things if you don't do it yourself.
So are you going to mow the lawn this weekend?
I employ people to do that. I'm a job creator.
Okay, Joey, yeah, Rustin, what a pleasure. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, Barney Simon, the legend, yeah? Take no net for yellow.
Take no net for yellow. It is over now to our Midrand studio, Carla McKenzie.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.